Shalom to all. Today's office is Shami Chal, Daf Lamed Tes. We are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Beis and the Vilna Tzuris to Daf. It's on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basar Biakav Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Shnei Kavin. We have two Kavin of regular wheat dough. Let's say, however, Vakav Arez Oi Kav Truma Beemtza. There's either Kav of rice dough or a Kav of Truma in between these two Kavin of regular wheat dough. So they're being separated by something that's not Chayv and Chala. And Mitzdarfin, these two individual Kavs are not Mitzdarf and it's not Chayv and Chala. However, let's say there's a piece of dough that already had its challah taken off, and that's in between these two kavin of wheat dough. Mitzdarfin, that is mitzdarf, these two individual doughs, shekfar nischayv challah, because it was ready chayv and challah, meaning it had a point in time that it was chayiv, and therefore it's able to be mitzarif, these two individual kavs. Another din, kav chadash v'kav yashan shenashlu zebazeh, we have two doughs that are each a kav, however one is made out of chadash grain, the other one is made out of yashan grain, and they were noishach each other. The question is, are they mitzarif? We know that in regards to truma, we're not allowed to take from Chadash for Yashan or vice versa, but what about Challah? So Rishmael Emer, he tells us, Yitol Mina Emtza, the Challah should be taken from the middle, meaning some of the Chadash and some of the Yashan dough should be separated for Challah. The Cham Aish and the Cham Aser, one is not allowed to take that off. In other words, this dough here is not Chayv and Challah. Another din, Hanoito Challah Mina Kav. Let's say he has a dough which is only one Kav and he separates Challah from it. Rabbi Kiva Emer Challah, Vacham Rem Eina Challah. Rabbi Kiva says it is valid Challah, even though that we know that Lechat Chila, a dough that's a Kav is not Chayv and Challah, only if it's a kav and a quarter, not just a plain kav. Nonetheless, according to Rabbi Kiva, if you separate a challah, it's considered 100% challah. Or the Chamarim, they say, ain't a challah, it's not challah. Now it's a shnei kavin shetel chalasun shel zebef ne'atzmai v'shel zebef ne'atzmai v'chazer rasan isa achas. He had two separate doughs, they were each the size of a kav, and he had separated challah from each of those individual doughs, and then he mushed them together after he separated challah. So Rabbi Kiva paiter, Rabbi Kiva patters them from challah, because he had already taken off challah, even though they were only the size of a kav when he separated, and now they're more than a kav. Nonetheless, they're putter, whereas v'chamim v'chayim, v'chamim say they're chayiv, because according to chamim, him separating dough when it was just the size of a kav did not putter it, so now it's chayiv. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, nimsa chumroi kuloi, it turns out that it's chumra, meaning Rabbi Kiva's chumra, that separating challah from dough the size of a kav is valid, it turns out to be a kula later on, then now these two doughs were put together, it's not like we're going to say, okay, now they're really chayiv and challah, so you have to take off again. Rabbi Kiva's mekel, and there's no need to take off challah again. Now the Gemara begins by asking on the first part of the Mishnah, nisni iris, loy nisni truma. We should really just mention rice and not mention truma. Right at the beginning of the Mishnah, we said that we had two separate doughs, each one was the size of a kav, and there was a kav of rice dough in the middle. Or there was a kav of truma dough in the middle. Why do we have to mention either rice dough or kav of truma dough in the middle? Just mention one of them. And the Gemara answer is, ilotinin iris v'lotinin truma. If we only said that there was a kav of rice dough in the middle and didn't say anything about truma dough in the middle, Avinan Amrin, I would say that iris, alidei she'inai minai, the rice, since it's not the same min as wheat, and mitzdarf, it's not mitzdarf, the two individual wheat doughs to be chayav and challah. However, truma, if we're talking about a wheat dough of truma, alidei she'inai minai, since it's the same exact min as the two other kavin, mitzdarf, it is going to mitzdarf these two individual kavin to be chayav and challah. Havat tzurcha misni truma, that's why the Mishnah has to say truma, that even if there's a wheat dough of truma in between these two individual wheat chulin doughs, it's not mitzarif them. Ailu tanin and truma, v'loy tanin ayres, if the Mishnah would have only taught truma and not taught rice dough, havin amrin, I would say that truma, ayde shehi ein negreres, since truma is not negror, it doesn't get schlepped after a wheat dough, ein mitzarifes, it's not able to combine these two different doughs to be chayav and challah. But ayres, ayde show negror, since rice is negror, as we've learned previously, if we have wheat dough that gets some rice dough mixed into it, we also have to take off challah based off of the rice that's in here. So mitzdarif, I might say that the rice dough is going to be mitzdarif the two wheat doughs to be mechayav them in challah. Therefore, v'tzurcha misni ayres v'tzurcha misni truma. That's why the Mishnah has to tell us ayres and truma that they both have the same din. Then neither of them are going to be mitzdarif the two individual kavs on either side and mechayav them in challah. We continue. Brassa tells us kav ayres ain't a mitzdarif. If we have a kav of rice, that's not going to be mitzdarif these other doughs. Lama tesva bezan tab. Kav meduma ain't mitzdarif. A kav of meduma dough is not going to be mitzdarif. Kav truma ain't mitzdarif. A kav of truma is not going to be mitzdarif. Kav hagoy ain't mitzdarif. A kav of a dough owned by a goy is not going to be mitzdarif. However, kav min acher mitzdarif. A kav of another type of min, for example, barley, that would be mitzdarif two different kavim of wheat dough, even though we know that wheat and barley together doesn't mix, since the barley dough itself is chayv and challah, that barley dough is going to mitzarif the wheat dough to mechayv and challah. Kav isha acharis mitzarif, a kav owned by a different woman that's over here, that's going to mitzarif two separate doughs, and that's because the kav of this other woman is chayv and challah. Kav chadash mitzarif, a kav of chadash will be mitzarif, even though if we just have a kav of chadash and a kav of yashan together, we're not going to join those two together to say that it's chayv and challah, like we saw in the Mishnah. According to the Chachamim, we have a kav of yashan Yashan here and a Kav of Yashan there and a Kav of Chadash in the middle, the Chadash will be Mitzaref, the two Kavim of Yashan. Another case the Brisa tells us, Kav Darshan Tel Chalasa Mino Emtza Mitzaref. If we have a Kav of dough that already had the Chalas separated from it, and that's in between these two Kavim, it's Mitzaref them as well. Now, Rabban Bar Chiya Boy, Rabban Bar Chiya asks the following, Kav Chala Maoshei Sarif. What about if a Kav of Chala itself is not able to be Mitzaref these two different doughs? On one hand, it's not Chayv and Chala because it itself is Chala. On the other hand, it came from a dough that was Chayv and Chala, so maybe it couldn't be Mitzaref. I think my answer is Tanir Chalatim and Shol. Rav Chalatim and Shol taught a Braiso, Kav Hektish Mitzaref, Kav Chala in a Mitzaref. A Kav of Hektish dough that's in between these other two Kavim that will be Mitzaref them to be Chayv and Chala, but not a Kav of actual Chala. And so we ask, Ma Bein Hektish and Ma Bein Chala, what's the difference between Hektish and Chala? And the answer is, Hektish Roy Hulav Daisul Chayv Hai. Hektish could be redeemed and we can Mechayv that dough, whereas Chala in a Roy of Daisul Chayv Hai. We can't redeem Chala and then be Mechayv that dough in Chala. Once it has the status of Chala, it's Chala already. There's nothing to do about it. And so we see the difference between Hektish and Chala. And going on to another Braisa with more scenarios. Chatzi Kav Chitin, Chatzi Kav Sa'arin, Chatzi Kav Kusmin. Let's say there's three half kavs of dough right here. We have wheat, barley, and spelt. So we have a total of 1.5 kav of dough. We know that's Chayv and Chala. That's sufficient. So where does he take the Chala from in this case? Neutel Min HaKusmin Ulfi Ma Shehein. He takes from the spelt based off of how much has to be separated from this entire dough. Basically meaning he takes off 1/24 of this entire dough just from the spelt. And that's because we know that Chitim and Kusmin mix together and Sa'arim and Kusmin mix together. They're both Mitzaref. However, Chitim and Sa'arim do not mix together. And therefore, the common denominator, if you will, of all the doughs over here, the one that pulls them all together is the Kusmin. So we're going to take off Chala from the Kusmin for everything. However, what about if we have Kav Chitin, Kav Sa'arim, Kav Kusmin? We have a full Kav of wheat, a full Kav of barley, and a full Kav of Kusmin. So then, Tarmikal Echad Ve'echad Lefi Mashu, we're going to separate Chala from each one of these individually based off of how much they have here. So basically, we separate a little bit less than 1/24 from the wheat itself, and from the barley itself, and from the Kusmin itself. And the reason why this case is different than the previous one is because in the first case, there was only half a Kav of each one of these Minim. So just two Minim together is still not going to be Chayv this mixture in Chala. Just the Chitim and the Kusmin, or just the Sa'arim and the Kusmin in the previous case, still only gets us to one Kav. So we need all three Minim together to be Mechayv us in Chala. And as we said, the Kusmin binds with the Chitim and with the Sa'arim individually. Therefore, we're going to take off all the Chala from the Kusmin. But in this case that we just mentioned, just two Minim together already create a Shir Chala, because each dough was a full Kav. So we just need the wheat and the Kusmin together to be Chayv in Chala, or the barley and the Kusmin together to be Chayv in Chala. Therefore, each one on their own has to have Chala separated. Now, we just clarify the second case. Loi Omar, we only said the second case that we're able to separate Chala is Ella if it's set up as follows: Kav Chitin, Kav Sa'irin, and Kav Kusmin Be'emtza. That's the proper girsa. That there was a Kav of wheat, Kav of barley, and Kav of Kusmin was in between that Kav of wheat and barley. Ha, Kav Chitin, V'Kav Kusmin, V'Kav Sa'irin Be'emtza. That's the proper girsa. Loi Beda. But if it was the other way around, if it was wheat and Kusmin, and then the barley was in the middle, then we do not say that we're going to take off Chala from each and every one. So Rabban Bar Chiya Amar, Rabban Bar Chiya said, Rav Chanina Chavrin Derabban Boy, Rav Chanina, the colleague of the Rabban, asked, Ma ben Kusmin Be'emtza, Ma ben Sa'arim Be'emtza? What's the difference if there's Kusmin in between the barley and wheat, or if there's barley in between the Kusmin and the wheat? Who cares? There should be able to be Tzirif either which way to be Mechayev everything here in Chala. So the Gemara Mem Amar Alpha on top answers, Rav Kain says, B'shem Rabban De Kesarin, Eina Kusmin Mistarfin Machitin B'bnei Shu B'minoi. The reason why Kusmin is Mistarf with wheat is not because they're the same exact min. That's a misunderstanding. We've been saying the whole time, the Kusmin is Mistarf with wheat, but it's not because they're the same min. So why are they Mistarf in regards to Chala? El Shu Medameloi. It's because a wheat dough and a Kusmin dough are very similar. And Mikimin Shu Racha Gemenu and Medameloi. Now when we have a setup of wheat, barley, and then Kusmin, it's far away from it and it's not similar. It's only when we have wheat and Kusmin together, those doughs look very similar, we say, okay, in regards to Chala, it's considered like one and they're Mistarf. But when we have wheat and then barley and then Kusmin, well, the wheat is far away from the Kusmin dough, they're not similar anymore, and so we can't be Mitzaref for them altogether. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.